Happy New Year! 2021 is going to be a great year here at Bulldog Kia. We have incredible deals for you to take advantage of and a great lineup of both stylish and sophisticated vehicles to choose from. Like a brand new 2021 Kia Sportage for only $21,900. That's $3,365 off MSRP, including customer cash of $2,500 and a dealer discount of $865. Wow! It's amazing! These deals get better and better. There's no other way we would like to kick off 2021 than with the opportunity to help you get into a great new vehicle from Bulldog Kia. Visit BulldogKia.com for more information on the new 2021 Kia Sportage. And remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Must take delivery by February 1st, 2021. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates, tax, tag, title, and fees. Not included. Example stock number K21468, MSRP 25265. See dealer for details.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, January 21st, 2021. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. The 1776 Commission has been canceled, just 2 days in the running. Not many large crowds like anticipated around the country yesterday, and Amazon has offered to help distribute COVID-19 shots. Joe Biden has canceled the Trump administration's 1776 commission only 2 days after the advisory panel released a report calling for U.S. history education centered on the nation's founding principles. Biden, who was inaugurated on Wednesday, signed 17 executive actions, according to a press release. A number of those actions are a direct reversal of Trump-era policies, including the travel ban on 7 predominantly Muslim countries, the construction of barriers along the U.S.-Mexican border, and the 1776 Commission to promote a patriotic education. There were few protesters and sparse crowds or violence Wednesday as Joe Biden was sworn in against a backdrop of historic security. The inauguration, limited by law enforcement constraints and the coronavirus pandemic, was supplemented by about 25,000 National Guard members who descended on a city already blanketed in state and local law enforcement personnel. The mission was to ensure that there was no repeat of the deadly riot that rocked the Capitol and the nation 2 weeks ago. Security had been tightened at most state capitals across the nation, but no major incidents were reported. Bridges into Washington were closed, and they will remain closed until Thursday, according to the Secret Service. More than a dozen metro stations will be closed through Thursday. A Connecticut man seen in a widely viewed video pinning an officer into a doorway during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has been charged with assaulting police officers, federal authorities said Wednesday. Patrick McConaughey, the third, 23, of Ridgefield, was arrested Tuesday in South Salem, New York, on charges including assaulting, resisting, or impeding officers, violent entry or disorderly conduct, and entering a restricted building or grounds. He's being held without bail. Our scene of the day, archaeological evidence indicates that a young girl of about 13 years of age, a virgin named Agnes, was martyred in Rome and honored for her sacrifice. Quote of the day, at the end of our life, we shall be judged by charity. St. John of the Cross. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Smell that? Just say the name, steak, and mouths begin to water while chops are being licked. Good. Now, no one loves steak more than me, folks. And after stumbling upon a steak cooking secret, I spent the last year perfecting my signature King Dude's Acadiana steak rub and cooking system. My unique blend of peppers, herbs, spices, with just the right amount of salt, makes the perfect steak rub. You'll get tender, juicy, never overcooked, and seasoned to perfection steaks. The King Dude's Acadiana Steak Rub takes all the guesswork out of steak seasoning, and cooking times. Try a bag of my Acadiana Steak Rub today, and I guarantee you the best steak dinner you ever had. Right now, you can buy my rub separately or as part of my Cooking with the King Dude Gourmet Seasoning and Cooking Gift Set. It includes a bag of my Pork Beast and Butt Rub, a gourmet kitchen cutting board from McClure Tables, and three of my El Rey Dude Corona cigars. To order the gift set or any of my rubs a la carte, go to MikeChurch.com/rubs or call us at 844-527-8723. The best steak dinner you ever had awaits.
Our saint of the day is Saint Agnes. The legend can't be proven true, and many details of the 5th century acts of Saint Agnes are open to criticism, likely full of elaboration, though substantially the circumstances of her martyrdom are authentic. Archaeological evidence indicates that a young girl of about 13 years of age, a virgin named Agnes, was martyred in Rome and honored for her sacrifice. A church was built over her tomb and her relics were venerated. A beautiful young girl born in AD 291 of a wealthy family, Agnes had many suitors of high rank, and the young men, slighted by her resolute devotion to religious purity, submitted her name to the authorities as a follower of Christianity. The prefect Sempronius condemned Agnes to be dragged naked through the streets to a brothel. In one account, as she prayed, her hair grew and covered her body. It was also said that all of the men that attempted to rape her were immediately struck blind. The son of the prefect is struck dead but revived after she prayed for him, causing her release. There is then a trial from which Sempronius recuses himself and another figure presides, sentencing her to death. She was led out and bound to a stake, but the bundle of wood didn't burn, or the flames parted away from her, whereupon the officer in charge of the troops drew his sword and beheaded her, or in some other text, stabbed her in the throat. It's also said that her blood poured to the stadium floor, where other Christians soaked it up with cloths. She suffered martyrdom at the age of 12 or maybe 13 during the reign of the Roman Emperor Diocletian on January 21, 304. Three National Guard members were killed when a military helicopter crashed in upstate New York Wednesday evening. According to officials, the aircraft, a UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter, was on a routine mission when it crashed in Mendon. It's a rural town right near Rochester, about 6:30 in the evening. And witnesses told the National Guard that they saw the chopper flying low near the ground. It wasn't immediately known what caused the crash. The push to inoculate Americans against the coronavirus is hitting a roadblock. A number of states are reporting they're running out of vaccine, and tens of thousands of people who managed to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. The reason for the apparent mismatch between supply and demand in the U.S. wasn't really clear, but last week the Health and Human Services Department suggested that states had unrealistic expectations for how much vaccine was actually on the way. But Amazon would like to help. They've offered Joe Biden assistance in distributing coronavirus vaccines. As you begin your work leading the country out of the COVID-19 crisis, Amazon stands ready to assist you in reaching your goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans in the first 100 days of your administration. Dave Clark, CEO of Amazon's consumer business, wrote in a letter to the Biden administration on Wednesday. The offer comes as the United States will soon begin the process of approving additional coronavirus vaccines. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.